What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. About a week before last, my voice kind of went out on me, and I decided I was going to take an extra week off, even when my voice got back, just to kind of get it back in the situated. And now that it's good to go, I'm about to go back full steam, podcasting every day. So first I'm going to go over some of these games that I missed on the podcast, get it all caught up. And then I want to go over two NBA topics, one being something that Chris Broussard said that I was talking with somebody on the phone yesterday about Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, which Chris Broussard basically came out and said the same exact thing that I said. And I want to talk about the MVP race or the MVP award, which has no credibility anymore in the NBA as far as I'm concerned. First, I'm going to go over some of these games. We'll pull up these standings. We'll go over all the standings right now in the playoffs. Suns and Nuggets are tied 2-2. Warriors are up 3-1 on the Lakers. Heat are up. What are they up 3-1 on the Knicks, and the Celtics and Sixers are tied 2-2. So two of the series are tied 2-2, and two of them 3-1. And of course, Lakers won the last two games against the Warriors. I don't want to go over the box scores on these, so we kind of get an understanding of who's doing their job or who's not doing their job. Wiggins gave me 16, 15 for Klay Thompson, 23 from Curry. And that's it. Nobody else did nothing that game. 10 off the bench from Jonathan Kuminga in 9 minutes. I mean, he did more than, two of the starters and most of the bench players. LeBron gave me 21 that game. Anthony Davis gave me 25 with 13 and 21 from D'Angelo Russell. And you got 12 off the bench from Schroeder and 12 from Lonnie Walker and 10 from Austin Reeves. So that was definitely a blowout. 97 to 127. I mean, that's 30 points victory right there. And then Lakers followed up last night with the 104-101. Wiggins gave you 17. Gary Payton, the second, gave you 15, 31 from Steph Curry, 9 from Klay, 10 from Dante DiVincenzo. Klay Thompson, man, I'm sorry, but Klay Thompson is not the same Klay Thompson as before, nor is he going to be the same Klay Thompson ever again. A lot of his game was relied on defense, his defensive capabilities, which he doesn't have too much no more, and scoring off ball as well. Now the only off ball scoring he's doing is just pick and pop threes. Of course, the Lakers last night, you got 27 from LeBron with 6 assists, 9 rebounds, 23, 15 rebounds from Anthony Davis, 21 from Austin Reeves, who was due for a big one. And Dennis Schroeder gave you 10 and 15 from Lonnie Walker. Lonnie Walker gave you 15 in the fourth quarter, pretty much sealed the deal. Lonnie Walker, the fourth. That's the thing. Like, you know, Golden State went even smaller this game with Gary Payton the second. Because last game they started Jamichael Green, who's 6'9". Gary Payton the second is 6'2". 6'2". And they literally put him at small forward and Wiggins at power forward. So you had a 6'2" small forward who balled out last night. 15. I mean, he played good as hell last night. 7-for-9, 1-for-2 for threes, 2 assists, only 1 turnover, 3 rebounds. You know, but what do Lakers and Darvin Ham do? I didn't want to go even smaller. Who do I got that can just run? Lonnie Walker, the fourth. A lot of people are still not counting the Warriors out right now. if the Lakers let the Warriors come back and win this, it'd be a disaster. It'd be the biggest disaster of LeBron's career. As far as I'm concerned, the Warriors are done. Miami won last two games versus the Knicks. And let me go over them real quick here. Game before last was 105-86 in favor of the Heat. RJ Barrett gave you 14. Julius Randle came back, gave you 10. 15 from Josh Hart and 20 from Jalen Brunson. This just ain't – that's not going to be enough to get you into the Eastern Conference Finals, man, and 12 from Emmanuel Quickly. I mean, you need some 25s and 28s and 30-point games. That's the thing. Like, they got a good lot of well-balance for the Knicks, but none of these cats are getting up in the high 20s and 30s right now. Jimmy Butler gave you 28, 17 from Bam Adebayo with 12 rebounds, 19 from Max Strus, and 14 from Kyle Lowry off the bench as well. And, of course, Miami won last night as well. And they won 109-101. RJ Barrett gave you 25. 32. Now, you got 32 from Jalen Brunson, but he was a negative 5. 2 for 7 from threes, man. 10 for 21 from field goals. That's not going to cut it. 47% field goal percentage and 28% from threes ain't cutting it. Julius Randle was 25% from threes, even though he had 20 points, 60% shooting. RJ Barrett had 24. It just wasn't enough because you got 27 from Jimmy Butler with 10 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. 23 and 13 from Bam Adebayo, 16 from Max Strus, and 10 from Cody Zeller. Oh, my bad. 10 from Caleb Martin and 10 from Kyle Lowry off the bench. And Kyle Lowry also gave you 5 rebounds and 4 assists. And they counted on Kyle Lowry being the difference maker when he came last year, and he wasn't. Now he's coming off the bench and pretty much being a difference maker off of the bench somewhat. Knicks are done. It was fun while it lasted in New York. Good season. Congratulations. Jalen Brunson is definitely a stabilizer. Got you in the second round. But you still got to make some moves, man. You still got to make some moves. Let me get into these 2-2 series. I'm just going over like the last game. Philly won the last game. 116-115. Another game-winning shot by James Harden. You got 23 from Jaylen Brown, 24 from Tatum, 10 from Al Horford, 12 from Derek White, 21 from Marcus Smart, and 19 from Malcolm Brogdon. Any other night, man, you're winning that. You're winning that game. But the problem is you got 34 from Joel Embiid with 13 rebounds, 42 from James Harden with 9 assists and 4 steals and 1 block. On one turnover. And then you got 14 from Tyrese Maxey. And a couple players gave you 9. George Nang and Tobias Harris gave you 9 with 7 rebounds. But when you get 76 from 2 players, and it takes you 4 players to get that, you're more likely not going to win the game. And that's the thing. Celtics should have won this game. They have a lot more well-balanced. They're deeper, but they blew it. And the Sixers' chances are looking better than ever. Sixers could just get back past the Celtics. Their odds have gotten a lot better. Even though Miami's not just going to let you get to the Eastern Conference Finals easy. Jimmy Buckets. And that's the thing, man. Jimmy Buckets could put the clamps on James Harden. They might put the clamps on James Harden, and then it'd be counting on Embiid and the other guys to win it. I would not be shocked that the Miami Heat is literally in the NBA Finals again. And if they do, man, Eric Spoelstra is probably got to be the best coach in the NBA, along with probably like Steve Kerr and Tyronn Lue. Ty Lue. Actually, I want to talk about something in the NFL too, and I'm gonna get into that first. Cam Newton. Yeah, some people probably gonna get mad, get upset what I gotta say about this. But I was a Cam Newton fan into this. Cam Newton is basically blaming racism of why he's not in the league. And I talked about this with a friend of mine yesterday. And he agreed with me on a couple things. First of all, like, Cam Newton's blaming his haircut and the way he dresses of why he's not in the league. NBA players are very fashionable and wear far worse outfits than Cam Newton. And that's not affecting their contracts. Then he goes to the hair thing. My whole thing is, I don't even know how Cam Newton could fit his hair into a helmet. I don't even get how he could even fit his hair into a helmet when it's like that. You know, and my friend on the phone was saying, I'm not going to say his name, but he is black. He said that if cutting his hair was preventing him from getting millions of dollars, he would just cut his hair. I don't think at all that it's preventing Cam Newton. Like, this is the thing about Cam Newton. All right, let me break down some facts about Cam Newton. Cam Newton's rookie season, he passed for 4,000 yards. Rookie season. Guess what? He ain't done it since. He hasn't passed for 4,000 yards since his rookie season. So he's literally only passed for 3,000 yards at most any season since his rookie season. Cam Newton's field, let's look up Cam Newton's career stats. Let me look up his career stats. Cam Newton has a career passer percentage of 59%. That is below average in NFL standards. That's below average. Cam Newton was a predominantly running quarterback. Like, Cam Newton is not effective if he can't run, because he wasn't a pocket passer. Cam Newton can't run like he used to. Cam Newton literally got a chance to go to the Patriots, won the starting job, and got beat out by rookie quarterback Mac Jones. Rookie quarterback Mac Jones. Cam Newton is really pulling a Colin Kaepernick right now. That's what he's doing. Because he also got a chance to come back to my Charlotte, on my Carolina Panthers. And guess what his record was? 0-6. 0-6 out of 6 games. He didn't even win a single game. Cam Newton has been on a decline since he's went to the Super Bowl. Since Von Miller sacked him in the Super Bowl, he's literally been on a decline. Anybody who thinks otherwise and says otherwise has never watched a game of football with Cam Newton in their life. They have no common sense or common knowledge about football, and they're dumber than a bag of bricks. Cam, stop it. You're not even better than Brock Purdy at this point. At this point in your career, you're not better than Brock Purdy. You got beat out by a rookie. And you know, it's funny how when cats get beat out by Cam Newton, gets beat out by a rookie, Colin Kaepernick gets beat out by Blaine Gabbert, they want to start screaming racism and oppression and play the victim card. You know, and almost, you know, another reason why this is Cam playing this Colin Kaepernick, acting like Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick tried to come out and call his adoptive white parents racist because they said something about him having cornrows. But what did Charlamagne the God say when he walked in a house with cornrows one time? What did his father say? Man, you better get your ass up out of this house and go get your ass a haircut. Like, white parents haven't done this to kids that come in with grungy hair, their hair is all grungy and long, and their nails painted all black. Come on, man. Any parent, when your kid makes a drastic change, you're going to question where the fuck he comes from. You know, Colin Kaepernick, if you wanted to be the next, my bad, Cam Newton, if you wanted to be the next Colin Kaepernick, congratulations. You've done a great job. You're officially the new Colin Kaepernick. Now let me move to NBA. And before I get into the MVP award, which kind of falls into the same lines of Cam Newton playing victim, when he's not, he just declining. And that's coming from a Carolina Panthers fan. I mean, Cam Newton's probably the best quarterback we've ever had, you know, besides Jake DeLome. Those are the only two cats that got us to the Super Bowl. But Cam Newton, I mean, he folded like a chair in the Super Bowl, and he's declined since. That's facts. That's, you know, truth, as people say. Not my truth or his truth or her truth. It's the truth. All right, so I was talking with somebody yesterday, and I said, and I asked him, I was asking my friend, is this a bold statement? I said, right now, Devin Booker is better than Kevin Durant. That's what I said. Why did I say that? I said because he's more efficient right now. He's just better. He's just better right now. Now, some people are saying it's because Kevin Durant is there that he's able to do it, but Kevin Durant isn't the reason that Devin Booker's shooting 70%, 75% on field goals. It's Devin Booker. He's taking the shots. He's making them. So Chris Broussard came out today on the Rob Parker and Chris Broussard show, The Odd Couple, and said Devin Booker right now is better than Kevin Durant. He said the same exact thing I said. And I knew I wasn't just blowing smoke up my friend's ass while I was on the phone, or blowing smoke up my ass, or just talking out my ass, you know. Kevin Durant is older right now. Devin Booker is stronger than Kevin Durant. Even though he's shorter, he's stronger. He's stronger upper body, stronger in the arm. I guarantee Devin Booker could beat Kevin Durant in an arm wrestling match. Probably 10 times out of 10. Devin Booker is a better facilitator than Kevin Durant. He's a better facilitator. He's a better ball handles. And he's probably just as good as a defender for his height. I mean, Devin Booker plays defense hard. Sometimes, you know, like sometimes he probably slacks off, but when he wants to play defense hard, he can't. And Kevin Durant can too. Kevin Durant has a lot of height going for him and a wingspan. Devin Booker right now is better. And that's the thing. As cats get older, like it's no knock on Kevin Durant. It's just, I'm with Chris Broussard when I say this. I'm not saying that Devin Booker is going to have a better career than Kevin Durant. Not by any stretch of the matter am I saying that Devin Booker's career is going to end up as good or near as good as Kevin Durant's. But right now, Devin Booker is better than that. He's better than LeBron James right now. Because LeBron James is I don't know that LeBron James is a top 10 player in the league anymore. Maybe if he is, he's right there at 10. But I think LeBron is more of a top 15 player in the league. And let me go over some of these top 10, like the scoring leaders. Let's see. Is he better than Devin Booker right now? LeBron, I don't think so. Is he better than Jimmy Butler right now? I don't think so. Jokic, Curry, Durant. De'Aaron Fox, he might still be better than De'Aaron Fox because of experience. Jaylen Brown, I might would take Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum over LeBron. Um, Donovan Mitchell. I'll probably still take LeBron. LeBron's probably right there at 10. I'm taking Giannis over him, a beat over him. He's probably right at 10. But next year, LeBron could be moving into the top 15 realm and whatnot. But, yeah, Devin Booker right now. If it wasn't for Devin Booker, this series would be over. Denver would have swept it right now, you know? And, I mean, let's go over the score last game. I mean, like, Jokic, now, this is another thing, man. Like, this is why I got to go in on my neck when I get into this MVP topic. Jokic gave you 53 points and 11 assists this game. And he had to do it. Because you only got 11 from Gordon and 11 from Porter Jr., 10 from Contavious Caldwell-Pope, and you got 28 from Jamal Murray. But damn, I mean, you got 36 apiece from Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant also had 6 assists, 11 rebounds. Devin Booker had 12 assists and 6 rebounds. Pretty much identical stats, except one had 11 rebounds and the other had 12 assists. But they both had 6 rebounds and 6 assists, you know, and they both had 5 turnovers, exactly the same amount of turnovers, 5. You didn't get much from nobody else but Landry Shamet. Shamet gave you 19 off the bench. So Jokic had a pretty much, and this is the thing, people be like, oh, Jokic, you know, he don't deserve MVP because he wasn't top 10 in scoring. Well, if Jokic was top 10 in scoring last year when he won MVP, and that's the thing, Jokic actually is he's like the LeBron James of centers. He looks to pass first and get his team involved. He's a triple-double machine at center. So let me get into this. MVP race. As far as I'm concerned, the MVP award has zero credibility going forward now. I don't care what anybody says. And I'm not saying that Embiid didn't deserve MVP. But this was more of an anti-Jokic vote than it was a pro-Embiid vote. When I saw that there was people who voted and didn't even have Jokic in their top 5, I knew that there was a lot of biasness going on. And it had to do... Once Kendrick Perkins, Doug Gottlieb is totally right on this. Once Kendrick Perkins made it about race, it became about race. And there was people scared to vote because they were scared to be labeled as racists if they voted for Jokic. And just to give you some context, I picked the same person Shaq picked, which was Giannis. If I had a vote, I would have voted Giannis. But when Charles Barkley came out and said to Shaq, when Shaq said, you're only picking him, even though Shaq wasn't picking, we know Shaq didn't pick Giannis because he was black. But when Charles Barkley said that, we knew that Charles Barkley was calling out Kendrick Perkins and referring to, you know, how stupid Kendrick Perkins' argument was. And J.J. Redick was totally right. It's very convenient that the cutoff year that Kendrick Perkins uses is like 1990. And 3 to 4 years before that, Magic Johnson won MVPs and didn't lead the league in scoring. It was not top 10 in scoring, but maybe one time, you know. And would I say Magic Johnson didn't deserve MVP? Hell no. And this is another thing me and my friend were talking about. There's only been 4 white MVPs in my lifetime. I'm 44 years old. There's been 4 white MVPs in my lifetime. And you're going to have the nerve to bring racism into this shit? Get the fuck out of here, man. You talk about some hypocritical bullshit. First of all, there's only been one white American athlete in my lifetime to win MVP. And that was Larry Bird. The other three white MVPs were from Canada, Germany, and Serbia. If I'm not mistaken, that's what Jokic is from, Serbia, if I'm not mistaken. So, first of all, then let's go into the last five MVPs. Embiid this year, Jokic, last three have been international cats. Jokic, two straight. Giannis, two straight. International cats are taking over the game. It's pretty much going to get to there where they're, you know why they're taking over the game? Because USA basketball, all we want to do is learn how to shoot threes. We just want everybody to just shoot threes. Oh, no, just shoot threes. That's all you need to do. Just shoot threes. Learn how to shoot threes. Overseas, no, they actually learn skill sets. They actually learn how to play basketball. America, college basketball and high school basketball in general, pros, has strayed away from actually learning real basketball skills. Because just shooting threes isn't basketball skills. So international players are going to end up being more skilled than American players in the long run, because American players, all they want to do is shoot threes. Nobody wants to learn post-up games and footwork no more, anything of that nature. As long as you shoot a three or play defense, you're good to go. You know, it's such a horseshit argument. I'm glad J.J. Redick, who is my new favorite Duke player, not that I had any really favorite Duke players to begin with because I'm a Tar Heel fan. J.J. Redick is my favorite Duke player. Thank God for J.J. Redick on First Take. Or First Take would be fake, nothing but fake news, false narrative, sports media, a bunch of horseshit, a bunch of bullshit. I have no respect for Kendrick Perkins no more. I have zero respect for Kendrick Perkins no more. Because if his intentions were what I believe they were, he's the racist. And if they weren't, then he's just ignorant. He's dumber than a fucking bag of bricks. He don't even know nothing about the fucking sport he played professionally for. He doesn't know shit about it. You know? And if we're going to keep bringing race into every single thing into life now, we're not going to get nowhere in life. We're just going to keep taking 100 steps backwards. You know, 100 steps backwards. It almost seemed like the country, like, was really taking major steps forward when Barack Obama was in office. And then Barack Obama brings in this woke ideologies, and we took 100,000 steps backwards, it seems like. And we just keep taking steps backwards because people keep bringing racism and race into every single thing that happens in life. You know what's racism? When a bunch of voters decide they won't vote for a white guy because they don't want to be labeled as racist or white supremacist or bigots or anything of that nature. That's racism. When you have the power to, you know, it's like, it's funny how people talk about racism. You know, it's like when the black guy runs over a bunch of white people with his car, it's like, oh, that's not racism. Yes, it is. It's from a position of a power, because you got a lot of power when you're in a car and I'm a pedestrian. I've been hit by a car before. The person driving the car has a lot of power over me when they could just run me right over, you know? But, it's funny how things don't apply. They only apply one way, you know, and that's where the hypocrisies and the double standards come in, you know, because it was clearly racism is why Jokic got as little as many votes as he did, because he was clearly favored in the top, at least top two. He was clearly favored number one, if not top two. Not to mention, Embiid had James Harden on the team, who is a future Hall of Famer. He's the only MVP candidate this year that has a future Hall of Famer on his team, who just put up two 40-point games in this series. And this series would be over if it wasn't James Harden. I mean, if it wasn't for James Harden, this series would be over, and Embiid would be at home watching the next series and once again would not be making it past the second round. And still don't even know if he's going to make it past the second round this year. And I'm not saying Embiid doesn't deserve the vote. What I'm saying is he only got the vote because he was black. Charles Barkley is 1,000% right on this. People, and Doug Gottlieb is right, and Colin Cowherd tried to call it out, but he didn't want to call it out. People only voted against Jokic more than they voted for Embiid. This was a anti-Jokic vote more than it was a pro-Embiid vote. And I thought Giannis should have had the MVP. Just to throw that out there, I would have voted for Giannis. And he got put out first round. Because that's the thing. MVP is a regular season award. And guess what James Harden was in the MVP race? Top 10. How can you be number one in the MVP race when there's another guy on your team that's top 10? You know who didn't have a top 10 MVP candidate on their team? Giannis, who I would have voted for, and Jokic, who probably should have got second. Definitely shouldn't have got third. You know? So, yeah, definitely racism and race was involved in this year's MVP vote. And that is clearly why it has zero credibility. There's never been racism involved in it before. This idea that Steve Young got the vote because he was white over Shaq is horseshit. I literally just told you only four white guys have been voted MVP in my lifetime for a sport that was invented by a white guy. You know? And you know, my favorite team is North Carolina Tar Heels, whose head coach is the first coach to recruit a African American or Black American to Division I basketball. We set the tone. We started the trend. We set the standards of Black athletes playing Division I college basketball. Dean Smith, who definitely didn't have a racist bone in his body. You know, but yeah, Kendrick Perkins has no credibility as a sports analyst anymore. The MVP race, as far as I'm concerned, has zero credibility going forward. And now, another thing is, the last four MVPs, there's only been one championship, which was Giannis. And the last four or five MVPs had only one championship, which was Giannis. The four or five before that had like 15 championships and 27 finals appearances, because they had like LeBron, Steph Curry, Durant, and Kobe. But the last five, you got Westbrook. And that's another thing. Like, you're actually picking MVPs who are like, don't even have a shot of winning a championship. You're just really going with a narrative, a storyline. And that's what happens. Once Kendrick Perkins threw out that narrative, it changed the storyline. And I'm pretty sure Doug Gottlieb and J.J. Redick and a bunch of other people strongly believe. Jason Whitlock strongly agrees with me that there's no credibility in the MVP race anymore. It was clearly an anti-Jokic vote. people voted because they didn't want to be called racist. That's the thing. Like, I'm not making decisions based on what kind of names and labels people are going to put on me that are not true, that have no valid merit whatsoever. They're not actual reality, not actually truth, straight up horseshit, bullshit, lies. That's the thing. These people were influenced by people calling it. The only way you would be influenced by being scared of somebody calling you a racist publicly, unless you were a racist. Unless you were a racist, somebody calling you a racist should have zero effect on you if it's 0% true. You could call me racist, white supremacist, whatever. It has 0% truth to it, you know? So it wouldn't affect me. It wouldn't affect me. Not as much as, like, even when I don't even get affected by you calling me honky or cracker or my favorite from Charlamagne the God, mayonnaise mammals. Funniest racial slur I've ever heard, mayonnaise mammals. I laugh every time I hear that shit. Mayonnaise mammals. It's crazy. So screw Kendrick Perkins. Fuck him. Screw the MVP voters. They have no credibility as far as I'm concerned. The MVP voting has no more credibility. The award has no more credibility. It is complete horseshit and bullshit now. And you know what's crazy? Just to give y'all some context before I go. I wanted Embiid and the Sixers to come out the East. I wanted them to come out the East. I wanted to see James Harden possibly win a championship. I wanted to see Embiid possibly win a championship. We even get to the finals and play for one. Now, knowing that the MVP vote was an anti-Jokic vote because we don't want to vote for the white guy because we don't want to be called racist by Kendrick Perkins and whoever else out there is going to call him racist and bring up racism, which complete horseshit and bullshit, when predominantly every MVP vote in my lifetime has been a black athlete for the NBA. You know, like probably like 90% of the MVP votes in my MVP awards in my lifetime been won by black athletes. But apparently the MVP voting is racist, you know. Knowing that, I hope Jokic wins. I want Jokic to win it all. I want Jokic to win it all now. So he can get a championship and tell everybody, take your MVP and shove it up your ass. Take your bullshit MVP, your non-legit, non-credible MVP voting and shove it up your ass. Because it was clearly race affected the MVP voting for the first time ever. Because all due respect, Phoenix Suns and Steve Nash changed basketball. They changed the game. They brought in this super fast offense that changed the game. This idea that people who changed the game, like Steph Curry, shouldn't win championships. MVPs. Shaq. Yeah, and Shaq, you know what? The problem with Shaq is he also had Kobe on his team offsetting him winning championships as well. He also had one of the top five scorers of all time and Kobe Bryant on his team. And probably one of the top – Shaq had one of the top 10 greatest dudes on his team along with himself. Scottie Pippen isn't top 10. Michael Jordan didn't play with a top 10 all-time player. Steve Nash didn't have a top 10 all-time player on his team. You know, you got to take into account, too, Who are you playing with on your team? Kobe offset Shaq, and Shaq offset Kobe. That's just facts, man. That's just facts. So, yeah, once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.